Wow, that's amazing.
How do I
precious to live without purpose? Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
The Center for Interparty Dialogue refutes claims of inaction in issue of funeral mediation. Government responds to Middle East crisis, potential U.S. travel ban, and UN human rights visit. And crash kills 29 pupils taking exams after blast in Central Africa. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, has refuted allegations that it has decided to stay quiet on the ongoing impasse between the state and the family of former President Edgar Lungu. ZCID board chairperson Joyce Msenge clarified that the institution does not have the mandate to mediate between a family and the government or the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Ms. Msenge said this when she featured on Christian Voices chatback program on the topic, Role of ZCID in National Development. The role of ZCID is to engage in inter-party dialogue and conflict resolution, and it is not within its scope to mediate between a family and the state, said Ms. Msenge. However, Ms. Msenge emphasized the need to restructure ZCID and equip it with powers that would allow it to mediate in sensitive national matters, including state funerals. She added that ZCID has nonetheless engaged political parties through their representatives, urging them to act responsibly throughout the funeral process of the former head of state.
Yeah, I think while ZCID has not openly engaged, we still remain open and willing to offer services to mediate. I know that this is a very complex process because it involves the government and the family. Yeah, obviously, if it was the party, PF, that was fighting with another political party, it gives us motive to say, hey, we need to talk. In fact, for your own information, because of the
Chilima emphasized that instead of viewing the move negatively, Zambians should see it as an opportunity to invest and strengthen local pharmaceutical production. Speaking at State House in Lusaka today, when he received a delegation from the End Malaria Council, President Chilima said Zambia must shift its mindset and reduce the dependence on imported medicines. There is no need for Zambians to travel to the United States to buy medications that can be produced locally or within the African continent, said Mr. Hichilema. The head of state stressed the importance of being proactive in the manufacturing of medicines, adding that both Zambia and the continent at large have the capacity to develop robust health systems through local investment and innovation.
Give credit to President Trump for what he's doing now, because he's giving us a slap here and a slap to say, wake up. You can't be relying on donors' aid to give you Panadol, to give you, you know, chloroquine. What's the drug we're using these days? Coartem. We shouldn't be traveling to New York, to Washington, to ask for Coartem. We should produce first our own Coartem here and fax it here. This health advisor knows that this president is pushing local manufacturing. We are now moving to produce a locally the cholera vaccine ourselves since we came into office. We have already made progress there.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has scooped the Lumeze parliamentary by-election after its candidate Lufeyo Ngoma pulled in 11,521 votes, beating his closest challenger Goodson Banda of the New Congress Party, who poured in 6,821 votes. The Lumezi seat fell vacant after the conviction of Member of Parliament Munye Zulu. Lumezi constituency returning officer George Mlenga declared Mr. Ngoma winner this morning. Citizens First candidate Mvula Wiseman was third with 558 votes, said Mr. Mlenga. He said that independent candidate Pilila Mwanza garnered 512 votes and Nebi Manda of the Leadership Movement received 212 votes. And Mr. Mlenga also confirmed that a total of 354 ballots were rejected.
Mwanza Pilila, independent, 512. Mm-hmm. Banda Isaiah, mm-hmm. No PPZ, 544 votes. Bula Wiseman, CF, 556. Banda Goodson, NCP, 6,221 votes. Ngoma Lufeyo, 11,000.
Government has activated evacuation plans for citizens residing in the Middle East following escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe made the announcement in Parliament today, outlining steps being taken to safeguard Zambian nationals and maintain strong diplomatic relations abroad. Mr. Haimbe disclosed that 177 Zambians have been identified in Israel, including students, religious pilgrims, and professionals who may require evacuation in the event of further conflict. Although a ceasefire is currently in place, government has prepared for a possible escalation by mapping out safe exit routes through Egypt and prioritizing vulnerable individuals, said Mr. Haimbe. He added that while no evacuations have yet commenced and no casualties have been reported, all logistical and diplomatic preparations are in place to ensure that timely and safe relocation of affected citizens. The minister also revealed that Zambia is coordinating efforts through its embassies in Cairo and Ankara to monitor developments and implement contingency plans.
A number of nationals residing in both Iran and Israel. Given the unpredictability of the security situation, government activated its crisis monitoring and evacuation protocols in both countries. I'll begin by giving an update on the emergency response for Israel. Madam Speaker, there is currently a ceasefire in place between Israel and Iran. However, we are making necessary arrangements to evacuate our nationals in the event that it does not hold.
Meanwhile, Mr. Haimbe announced that Zambia is facing the risk of inclusion on a U.S. travel ban list due to concerns over passport security, immigration enforcement, and data sharing practices. Mr. Haimbe said that the U.S. government has issued a 60-day ultimatum for Zambia to address its concerns or face potential travel restrictions. In response, government has launched a series of reforms, including modernization of passport systems, enhanced repatriation frameworks, and strengthened diplomatic engagement with U.S. counterparts, said Mr. Haimbe.
The imposition of travel restrictions on Zambia should certain outstanding concerns remain unaddressed within a specified time frame, that being 60 days. Madam Speaker, the basis of the proposed travel restrictions is premised on three core concerns. One, passport security, including the integrity of Zambia's travel documents and vulnerabilities in the issuance system. Two, in immigration enforcement, particularly Zambia's handling of removal orders for nationals residing irregularly in the United States.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon, this is number one radio station, a Friday update for you on the business side. Currency straight up, 1.17 is the euro, 1.37 is the pound, 169 Japanese yen, and a given New South African rand, very strong at 17.888, 5.48 those going to India, 7.16. Just in case you're heading up into China, 103. And where the commodity is concerned, corn, which is a $409 a ton, come down international market, 5.43 wheat, 10.21 soybeans. And of course, the copper hedges up on $9,844 a ton. Nickel $15,205 a ton. And of course, gold lovers $3,288. Those who are driving, Brent crude has come down to $8.33 a barrel.